Welcome to Mulondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Mulondoy comes to you in association with the following sponsors.
New car? No problem, because the Bank of Ease is also the bank of great wheels. Like it? Own it. Drive it. With a deal on wheels from Republic Bank, we've got it all. Quick and easy approvals. Reduced equity from as low as 15%. Reduced interest rates from 6.5%. Up to 5 years repayment terms. Now's the best time to get that car because the green light is within sight. At
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
Hey, Scratch players, it's here. Our big money instant ticket game where you can win up to $5 million. Yes. For only $2,000 per ticket, you have 28 chances to scratch and win cash prizes instantly. It's so easy to play. Reveal a cash symbol in any of the cash spots and win the prize shown. Match any of your numbers to any of the winning numbers and win the prize shown for that number. Find a money bag symbol and automatically win the prize shown, or find a 10 times symbol and win 10 times the prize shown. Imagine what you could buy with your big money $5 million scratch ticket. So buy a ticket today, and remember, a ticket a day could make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
All humans are entrepreneurs. It is coded in our human DNA. And that's why the Small Business Bureau is here to make what's natural a reality, with services tailored to meet the needs of startups or existing businesses, like access to finance, business training, business resource center, business coaching, and many others. Visit the Small Business Bureau, promoting entrepreneurship. Lot 1, La Penitence, Georgetown. Telephone 226-8120.
When last we were in Mulondoy, Divine visited Ryan at home and told him she had ended her relationship with Brian and would like to start over, but he refused and asked her to leave. Coretta excitedly called out to residents that there was oil in the trench that was coming from an oil spill. Ignatius quickly explained that it was waste oil from a nearby mechanic shop. He and Divine assured her that every safety precaution was being taken by ExxonMobil, who, in the event of an oil spill, would be fully responsible and would fund everything needed for cleaning it up. As we return, Sunny and Anil are chatting.
Hey, is who texting you, Daddy? Like you got a woman mommy or...
It's Coretta bothering me every minute, boy.
Coretta? The problems you want, mister?
Nah, it's not like Daniel. I promise you that I'm gonna organize a tour to Hogs Bush so that Mulondoy people could see exactly what has happened to the garbage when it reached the dump site.
Oh.
Yes. So Coretta depo me case every minute trying to find out when we going.
That's nice, man. If I am busy today, I gonna come. Matter of fact, that's a nice business that might want to get into.
How much thing you could do one time, Anil?
What you mean, Daddy? The money got to make. I could buy some garbage trucks and get into business. I ain't got to go into business this side, you know. I could go to other region. Them ain't got a dump size in other regions?
Yes. They got bond success in Letem.
Region 9, boy. I could go them breeze out a little bit.
They got in Partica. And I think Linden and Madia got temporary sites. It's every region that end up getting their own landfill.
Well, you see, the business there right there, Daddy.
And who gonna look over the mining?
And Daddy, you figure I got people working with me?
Well, yes. But still you can't get your hand in everything, Anil.
I building a foundation for me, my children, and my wife.
Speaking about wife, there is one of the reasons I wanted me to meet up today. How things with you and Marla, boy?
What do you mean?
Are you good?
She seems a little grumpy these days. Like she wants I spend more time home. But I keep telling she money got for Mac.
You sure that is all?
Yeah, man.
How are your love life?
Well, by the time I reach home in the night, I tired. And to be honest, most times she's sleeping. Then when I leave some mornings, she's still sleeping.
That's a normal, Anil. May not know no young man, but left them wife just so. You can't tell me that, Anil.
Look, soon things gonna get back to normal, man. Mala just got to be a little patient.
Anil. You sure is not Venezuelan or a Brazilian woman you meet?
What? Daddy, come on, man, be serious. You know I love Mala.
Don't answer my question, boy. Them Venezuelan women over here are look for a big Guyanese man for married and get citizenship. And how you in the mining business, sir? Easy target.
Nothing Augusto, Daddy. Trust me. I ain't got no woman with Mala.
Them don't look good to you, though?
Them Venezuelan women?
Yeah, them gala.
Look, Daddy, I got my wife. I never really watch them for know if they look good or not. As far as I'm concerned, Mala look better than all of them.
Look, as a father to a son, me go give you a little advice.
Listen, eh?
Anil, you got a nice wife. And that girl been through enough in her life, and when you text she and marry she, you been know that.
I never deny that, Daddy.
Well, your duty are for take care of she, boy. Your duty are for show she that you love she. She worried that you might have another woman with she, boy.
She tell you that?
Yeah, she complained to me and BB.
Oh.
You got an attractive wife, Anil. Any man out the road would snatch it quick. Try. Do what you got to do.
You know, I work in so hard, me realize it gets so bad, you know.
What is the point of making all the money if at the end of the day, you not got your wife and picnic for sharing with? Eh? What the point?
You're right, Daddy.
Try with that girl, Anil. Treat Mala right.
Granny, you put your foot in this bowl, man. I got a curry piece for Kevin.
Because I hope you don't like the end piece like you.
Nah, you know Kevin. He don't dig nothing.
That's me, boy.
But Granny, you hear about the big session Coretta cast the other day? Trying to convince people that Murundoy had an oil spill.
Ma, look, don't tell me about them wayward people. Coretta, Patsy, and all of them is the same. They like attention.
But it got me thinking, Granny. Maybe the village council can do a bit more to educate people about oil.
But y'all doing it already. There's only so much you can teach people. They got to make their own decision to learn.
Well, I got to say that I'm proud of the youth group. They're eager to learn everything to do with oil. Recently, we've been looking at the Natural Resource Act.
Talking about that, I was to ask you.
What?
So we got this system in place, right? But how are we supposed to know that the government doing everything we're talking about in this act? How are we supposed to know how they're managing the money?
They will have regular reports. Yearly reports, quarterly reports, and monthly reports. And they're going to publish them on the Ministry of Finance website.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the annual or yearly reports going to include all the financial statements. Statements that are going to tell we exactly how much money they got, how much went where, how it spent, how much saved, everything. It's just like if we list out everything we spend on the restaurant, fine, and how much we save.
Mm-hmm. So a figure for Dudo, they're going to have people like looking over what's going on, like keeping a close eye and inspecting.
Yes, and not because the ministry put out some financial reports means it's going to be just accepted like them.
Uh-huh.
They're going to have people go over it fine. Make sure that every dollar went where it's supposed to go.
So it's like an audit?
Yes, Granny.
Well, I hope the people they're going to get to inspect and go over all them statements and so to make sure the money right is not people who tie up in the system, right?
That is why they're supposed to get people on the outside coming in to do it too. That's how you make sure nothing fishy ain't going on with the money.
Oh, I love it.
Plus, you got to remember, Granny, that they got to invest in the country.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, there's not a choice. I would hope that it's an order.
Yes, Granny, an investment mandate, they're calling it.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to have all the instructions and so as to what's going to happen, when, and how and where and so.
Well, the fact that we need to put money to things like education and health is a no-brainer.
Yes, Granny. And remember, I tell you about the role we the people got to play? The Public Accountability and Oversight Committee is we the people making sure that everything that they put in the act happened the way it's supposed to happen.
I love it. I think it's good for the people and the government. It's like we're working hand in hand.
Exactly. Because if the government only tried to break any promise or law or anything that is in that act, the people going to be on the case.
Man, I can't wait for the form the committee with the 22 people and to have the opportunity to have me say. I got plenty ideas as to what I could do with the oil money, you know.
Me too, Granny.
Unique. You could imagine Guyana in a couple of years when the oil money flowing. You got the people following the rules and the laws of the Natural Resource Act and money saving for the future.
Yeah, man.
A lot of people jumping up for say Guyanese ain't gonna benefit, but we gonna benefit. The fact that we got the act in place to guide we on exactly how we spending the money shows that we can benefit.
Yep.
You and Kevin need hurry up and make me great grand so that they can benefit from the aisle.
Granny, you just wait to dash them me face every opportunity you get, eh?
I want my great grand and I'm going to encourage Randa and Abby to come home with my grandson.
We bring the radio to
Ignatius,
the streets and the streets.
The good for nothing man that you hire to clean the yard, forget to put out the garbage and the truck on.
Ah, shoots. Like I'm going to fire you. Not to worry, I'm going to call them boys to come back and get it.
Good. Because right now I'm very stressed planning this wedding.
I thought you said everything is in place.
Yes, but I just want everything to be perfect, Ignatius. Nothing could go wrong at this wedding.
I promise you things will go smoothly. I hiring guards to keep out people you don't want.
At this point, I don't care who come. We got enough food to feed the whole of Marundi. I just want it to go smooth.
So you want mine correct to be at the wedding?
As long as you don't make yourself a... You know what? On second thought, get them guards. Because she just behave more and more mad than usual these days.
Like how she raised a false alarm about an oil spill the other morning. Just there to mislead and get people excited.
People like them need jailing.
I agree.
Anyways, I can check with the caterers this afternoon. Marla's supposed to come with me to check out the hall later.
And what can I do, babes?
Make sure you show up on the wedding day. So much to do.
Let me help.
No, Ignatius, I got it covered.
It's why you all want to stay, sir. You're stressed out, but you won't let me do anything.
Look, this is me dream wedding, okay? And I just want everything to be perfect. I know exactly how I want and what I want. You don't need to worry.
Well, hopefully, I don't slip away on the day. Pull an award, Oris.
Ignatius, don't make jokes.
Well, you ain't need me to do anything. Therefore, you might not need me there either. After all, we are already legally married, and divorce is just a formality. You could do it without me, man.
So, who are supposed to renew the vows, though? The post? Ignatius, look, don't make joke with me.
I love it when you get mad, baby.
Don't play with me, Ignatius.
Why we don't go upstairs and ease the little tension?
No, I got things to do, man.
Like you gonna make I wait till after the wedding?
You know what? That is a good idea.
Shelly, you crazy? The wedding is 2 weeks away.
Good, you could wait.
You gonna make I drink?
I running out. Don't forget the garbage.
I can't even get a kiss. I need a stiff drink. This woman want to stress me out.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy came to you in association with Republic Bank Limited, Ghana Lottery Company, Spads Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau.